Welcome, friends and music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're doing another Jazz to Dawn show. That's music that was discussed, albums that were posted on the Jazz to Dawn instance of Mastodon. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, I'll explain a little more later, but we're going to begin with a very soulful Bobby Watson and Horizon from the album No Question About It. This is Country Cornflakes.
Thank you.
yes, the very distinct sound of alto saxophonist Jackie McLean from a 1964 release, It's Time. We heard the track Snuff, and that one features Jackie McLean on alto sax, Charles Tolliver on trumpet, Herbie Hancock on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. And we started out the show with Bobby Watson from the album No Question About It. We heard Country Cornflakes, and that's Bobby Watson on alto sax, Victor Lewis on drums, Roy Hargrove on trumpet, Frank Lacey on trombone, John Hicks on piano, Curtis Lundy on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums. We're going to continue on now with Dave Holland and his quartet from the album Conference of the Birds, which goes back to 1972, and it was kind of my introduction to avant-garde or free jazz. This one features Dave Holland on bass, Sam Rivers on saxophone, Anthony Braxton also on flutes and saxophone, and Barry Altschul on drums. Let's listen to Four Winds from Dave Holland's quartet. Thank you. A very interesting, peaceful sound. Something new from Joe Lovano. Name of the album is Our Daily Bread. We heard the title track from that one. Features a trio without a bass. Joe Lovano on saxophone, Marilyn Crispell on piano, and Carmen Castaldi on drums. Before that, we heard from the Gary Burton Quartet from the album Duster, from 1967, and that has a great ensemble on it also of Gary Burton on vibraphone, Larry Coryell on guitar, Roy Haynes on drums, and Steve Swallow on bass. Those two tracks I discovered through Jazztaton, which is a social media instance on the Mastodon network. If you'd like to learn more about it, you can see my articles that are linked on my website, jazzandbeyond.com. It's a great social media platform with some very interesting posts and discussions. So if you'd like to join me on Jazztaton, It's a great Twitter alternative. Check out that article and join up and join in the discussion. We're going to continue on now with some new music, this one from Artemis, and we're going to follow that up with some more new music from Billy Childs and Ben Wolf. We're going to begin with Artemis from their latest release, In Real Time. This is an Allison Miller, who is a drummer for this group. This is her composition, Bow and Arrow. From bassist Ben Wolfe, a brand new release entitled Unjust, we heard the track Mask Man. And that features Ben Wolfe on bass, Nicholas Payton on trumpet, Emmanuel Wilson on saxophone, Nicole Glover also on saxophone, Joel Ross on vibraphones, Addison Frey and Oren Evans on piano, and Aaron Kimmel on drums. Before that, more new music from Billy Childs from his album The Winds of Change. We heard The Black Angel, and we started out that set with Artemis, an album I've been playing a lot of recently. From the album In Real Time, we heard Bow and Arrow. And as I mentioned, this entire podcast has been from Jazztodon, a jazz-specific social media platform. You can join in the fun by going to jazztodon.com. I'd love to see more of our listeners on Jazztodon. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We are a radio show on WWUH-FM in Hartford, Connecticut, as well as a weekly podcast at jazzandbeyond.com. And we are going to leave you with a great guitarist who spent his last years in San Diego, where I am recording this podcast. His name is Barney Kessel. This is from an album entitled Autumn Leaves. We're going to hear On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever. Thank you for listening, folks. Come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Thank you.
Thank you.